Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Tens. Starring the Tens. Start. The, starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome everybody back to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, the Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Beaming our satellites down to... No, we're not. So let's beam them down to the desert. Mid-Valley, of course. He goes by the name of Matt Cobb, the producer of CCP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted. You know, I was down Valley today, as I was just telling you about.
Just slumming it, huh?
Great time down in Indio. Yeah, but feeling good. Went to the Yard House to watch most of the M's game and stoked they're up 2-1 in the series.
Yeah. So real quick, for people that don't know, and I did not know this. Again, I've only been to Palm Springs once. Matt lives in Palm Desert. And he was just like, or the like Indio where you see Coachella and everything. It's just, as Matt said, just down Valley. And he's like kind of joking, like, yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's a little more affordable down there. But I've just latched on to it because our other friend owns a house down there now. She's like, ugh, down Valley, huh? Gross.
Yeah. I drove by, I played golf down that way. It's like farther than I think it is. But I drove right by where their place is, and it's a really nice area.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I keep trying to tell them. You're in La Quinta, man.
You can claim La Quinta there, I'm pretty sure. And
right, like technically I live in Northgate, but I tell people it's Maple Leaf. And they're like, oh, nice. Like, yep, it's only one block difference, so I'm in Maple Leaf. Also, right, like I think we told, but like Matt's just a good like storyteller. It's so, like, as we're driving around, he's just telling me, and then a couple times you're like, dude, like, you don't need to know all this. I was like, no, keep telling me. I need to soak up all the knowledge. And even this weekend, somehow Palm Springs came up. I was like, you've been to Sherman's? And they're like, I have been to Sherman's. Sherman's is amazing. And they're like, yeah, what's the other big thing? What's the fruit? And I was like, talk about date shakes, huh? And they're like, yeah, date shakes. I was like, yeah, I know them.
They're probably thinking about Shields. They don't even know about Lappert's. Most people don't know Lappert's is the spot for the date shakes. But listen to this cast, we got you.
Right. So, yeah, I love the... I love all the Palm Desert, Palm Springs knowledge just to flex on people. Because sometimes I just say it and I forget. People don't know I've only been there once. They're just like, Jesus, how often do you go down? Like, oh, I've only been there once.
One time, 2 days, 50-something non-alcoholic beers.
Oh, so, right, in those 2 days, I feel like we got a lot in, right?
We did.
So this past weekend, travel back to Maryland. Maryland's going to play the Huskies, right? So same kind of deal, right? Get back Wednesday night, you know, have dinner with my mom and sister, cool. Thursday, my brother comes up. All four of us had lunch together, which was nice, right? My mom's getting older and stuff. And then Sean and my buddy Rob, they showed up Thursday evening. So our buddy Sean is like, I never been to a Chili's. Well, we're by the airport. So we pop into a Chili's, get a couple beers, and then met like my cousin and everybody back in my sister's house, got a bunch of Lido's pizza and just watched like Thursday night football. And I was saying to them, like, look, it's 8:15. This game's just about to kick off. like my brother hung out. But then Friday was that day, dude, right? Like, get up, kind of get the engine moving, go to Nick's Fish House, have an orange crush, like the standard drink of Maryland. And then what did we do? Then we went to the Guinness Brewery. There's a Guinness Brewery in Baltimore. But, Matt, you would have loved this. It's a Guinness Brewery, but they were doing Oktoberfest. So they had like a giant Oktoberfest tent set up. Right? So you figure between it being a Guinness Brewery and Oktoberfest, like Irish colors, German colors. No, the whole tent is just Maryland state flag colors.
What?
Like all the streamers hanging down are either red, black, gold, right, or white.
That's just so all perfect, man.
And credit to that Guinness Brewery, dude. They had a real German band. Like, at first, I was like, oh, they're playing Oompa Loompa. And then, like, by the second song, I went, either these guys have really good fake accents, or they're, you know, and then, like, the third song, they sang, like, two songs in German. And finally, the guy's like, okay, yeah, see, how's this song? You just have to go, la, 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 what we tell you to. He's like, I can tell you don't understand German.
Oh, that's so funny, dude. Like, because I'm sure they had the same conversation of like, well, we can't really do green because it's not an Irish thing. And like, we're still an Irish brand. And they're like, wait a minute, guys, we're in Maryland. Let's just get that flag print all over this place. People are going to love it.
It's dude, it's wild. And I did love it. I'll send you the picture right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then we and I always forget, like, you lived in Baltimore long enough, like. We go to this, like, just all I can describe it as is a roadhouse, kind of like a biker bar. And I was going to say, the woman just has that pure Baltimore accent. She's like, oh, hey, like, you ever been in here? And we're like, no. And she's like, oh, hey, hon. And then she's like, you got to come in on a Sunday. Best burgers in Baltimore. You could see it on the sign right there. I'm just like, in my head, I wanted to be like, we're never going to fucking be back in this bar to stay for the life of me. But if for some reason I'm in Baltimore, hon, on a Sunday and the Seahawks are playing, I'll pop in and get that burger.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and then we went to like another crab place called Crab Town and got oyster shooters, crab balls and stuff. Keep in mind, the whole point of the day is to go to my buddy Will's house and eat a bushel of crabs. I was going to say, yeah. So just Friday was that day of just like, we hit like four or five bars, went to Will's. I will say, credit to those West Coast boys. They sat there for 2 hours and picked blue crab and were pretty good at it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I feel like every time I had crab, they weren't drinking Natty Bow. They were drinking PBR.
Yeah, Natty Bow's still pretty big. Like, the one place we went to, Crab Town, and shout out to my cousin Christina that passed away. That was her spot. So it's by Will's. We were like, let's go to Crab Town. And my brother's like, we're getting Baltimore margaritas. And I'm like, I don't really want a margarita. He's like, just trust me. And I'm like, okay. A Baltimore margarita. It's just a Natty Bow in a glass that has an Old Bay rim. It's literally all it was.
Oh, god damn it, dude. That's so funny.
Yeah. And like, and then we got these goddamn oyster shooters, but they're in beer. And the Maryland oysters are just bigger. And I'm telling you, Matt, it looked like a brain just floating around in this. So then, like, the waitress, who already looks like Harley Quinn, right? Like, she has the pigtails and, like, the thing in there. And, like, you can tell she had a little work done on her face or whatever. But, like, I was in. Pretty white trashy. And she says something like, you're not going to drink yours? And I'm like, I have trouble swallowing. Right? As soon as it left my mouth, I was like, I should have said that. So then she comes back later and says something. She's like, "Wow, this guy can't even swallow." And I was like, "Oh, right." But I was going to tell you, the other thing you would have liked about this place is the back half of this like crab place and bar. Matt, it's a full old school arcade, just
No
with
kidding.
quarters. Everything's like a quarter or two quarters, and like I forget the name of that game. Is it like, but it's like a little Uzi, and you just stand there and shoot people, and you're like in the jungle. I got through two phases of it. I was like, I forgot how much I love this game. My brother's like handing out quarters. He's like, "All right, boys, two more games, then we're going."
We got stuff to do, man.
Right, exactly.
Dude, that's all. Arcades are so fun, man. Like, you just forget. I mean, like, shout out Dave and Buster's, but like, I never go there. We got one so close. And, every time I'm in an arcade, I'm like, why don't I go to the arcade more?
Dude, I'm with you. Like, we started playing those old school games. And I was like, this is fun as hell. Like, we should do this more often. And then my buddy was like, "Yeah, I have three kids. It's a great spot to go." He's like, and everything. And it's old school. So every game is only a quarter or two quarters. So he's like, $25, $30. He's like, "Me and the wife can hang out for a minute and just the kids have a blast. It's great."
Oh, that's
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a
Building a
life.
life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW
DSW is
is there.
there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, that's so cool. I was playing Pac-Man today. The car wash I go to just installed a free play Pac-Man machine.
Dope.
They're like, Mini Cooper. I was like, God damn it, dude. I don't want to get my car right now. Usually you're like, all right, are we ready yet? We ready? I'm like, could you come back in like 10 minutes, man?
just park it out back, boys.
Yeah, they have a putting green at the outside too, and I didn't even go there. I was like ready to go work on my short game, and then I was like, Pac-Man? Free play? Like, goddamn. Next thing you know, my car's ready.
Also, right, what was my brother was telling me, I guess you guys were trading messages about golf over like DMs or something. And I was like, he goes, I thought maybe I should just give my number. And I was like, how do you not have Matt's number? I just send it to him already. Like, and then I was like, I don't know if you guys have actually met though, right?
Nope.
All right. Yeah. He said that too. And I was like, oh yeah. But he listens every week. So he's like, I feel like I was like, trust me, Matt's more than happy to talk golf.
Yeah. I think I just messaged him out of the blue about the Ryder Cup when that was happening, when the Americans were falling apart. And then we both golfed on Sunday when the Americans made a comeback that came up short. Cause we were both like, well, they're out of it. I'm going to go play golf tomorrow instead of watching the Americans down like 8 points or whatever it was. Like, yeah, so
that was funny. Well, he started getting really into like the weeds of the golf stuff, and I was like, yeah, you need to text Matt. I was like, this is over my head.
Yeah.
All right, so Saturday, right, we get up, right, I got high school buddies coming to this tailgate. It's 80 degrees, sunny outside. I had to put on a lot of lotion. Get down the right, go over to Will's, kept my buddy Kevin from high school picks us up, truck down there, sat in traffic for a while. The boys, the West Coast boys, are hurting. Like, you know me, like I can rally. They're kind of like, oh man, this ride, and it's just stop and go traffic. But then, I mean, we had a spread, dude. The one dude was making little mini sliders. We had a whole tray. We had a shrimp tray. We had a tray from Chick-fil-A. Any chip you could imagine. My cousin Kelly and her husband Joe made like a corn kind of green chili dip.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. There were sausages. I mean, just anything you can think of. And then other Husky, like my brother had a few people he used to work with that were from here. So they're in their Husky gear. So we had a nice mix of Husky people.
That's good.
The game sold out, which is mind blowing. I was like, no shit. Like, all right. So then, yeah, we walk up to the stadium. For everybody's like, all my old friends are like, are you even going to the game? I'm like, yes, because I was notorious for never going into the games.
That's so, like you at concerts and festivals.
Yeah. Like, right. Is Teddy going to go watch any music? I don't know.
He's having a great time in the bar.
Right. I was in there for a lot of, who was it? Travis Thompson.
Okay, yeah, you were.
And I think I was back for the final set, but like, yeah, I clearly had to take a play off. I was like, I'm gonna hyperventilate.
You see me trying to get Travis Thompson on the podcast on Twitter?
I saw it. Good work. He's got a new album out.
Yeah, come on, bro.
So we go into the game. Also, by the way, I forget Maryland. Like, you're a giant state school. You're below the Mason-Dixon, so there's all the girls in cowboy boots and shorts. Then you also have all the hot kind of trashy girls from Jersey and stuff. Like, definitely a wear dark shades kind of day. Just
all of Ted's favorite types.
Right?
In one stadium.
Right. So we get into the stadium, get to our seats. Like, and we were in there by kickoff. Like, Maryland starts out right out of the gate. Like, interception. Go score six. And I mean, for three quarters, she was a thing of beauty.
Oh,
Maryland just didn't seem like Maryland. Like, they everything they did was rolling and this and that. 20-3 in the start of that fourth quarter. Just like, this is it. And then obviously the Huskies came back and yeah, won the game. And I think it broke some people. I think it broke my brother. Like, he might sell his season tickets.
Oh.
So, like, I forget, like, the stadium's just a little reckless. Like, we were loud. There's a guy two rows in front of us, Matt. This guy was just vaping. Like, it's fine. Like, to the point I said, he was just like, every time I looked down, I was like, did the guy come to the stadium just to vape? I think finally somebody was just like, dude, like, come on. But he's just chiefing away. And
you
I
mean
like,
nicotine vape or weed vape?
I think it was just a nicotine.
Okay.
Vape.
Yeah.
But it was just like, when's the last time you were in a stadium and saw, like, you know, you see people kind of being cool about
it. A little discreet, yeah. I'm really bad with the weed ones because I just think they don't smell. And Tyler, my girlfriend's like, it definitely smells like weed when you hit the weed vape pen. It goes away quicker and it doesn't have the same radius, but like, you're not being discreet, Matt.
Correct. Oh, bad. Right, because that's what happened to us at the national title game, was we weren't close enough to that crowd, and it's a bunch of people from Washington for the Huskies, and everybody's hitting their vape pens, and the security guard, and he's like, guys, like, it's Texas. Like, at least move into the crowd. He's like, I can smell that right now.
Little discretion goes a long way in big crowds.
Correct. So, but yeah, and I mean, they come back and win that game. It's just like, ugh. It was also, like, full disclosure, it was odd. I've been to so many, like, look, I'm going to the Rutgers Huskies game this Friday, decked out in Husky gear. But, like, I don't know, it was fun talking to people, and, like, I just, and, like, these three dudes by the beer stand, I started talking, BSing with them. I'm like, I actually live in Seattle, but I grew up here. And one guy's like, fucking Ted Smith, I thought we'd run into you here. And I was like, you got me.
Oh, that's so cool. You were,
yeah. It was a ton of fun. And then, yeah, then the Mariners were on. So by the time we dropped everybody off afterwards, we just went. My sister was at a wedding. So we just went back to the house, ordered some Pamani Brothers, which is kind of famous from Pittsburgh, but they have them in Baltimore now. And like, my cousin came over. We just kind of watched that Mariners game and then BS. But yeah, and then we got up and made an 8 a.m. flight back on Sunday morning.
That's impressive.
8 a.m. flight. I mean, it sucked getting up and going, but it was nice by like 11:30. I guess it was closer to noon. Like, I was sitting on my couch, and then I was like, oh, I could watch the Seahawks game.
Wow.
Yeah. Clearly fell asleep after the Seahawks game and woke up in the fifth inning of that Mariners game.
Oh, no. Dude, yeah. that Hawks game was a good one, too.
Yeah, like, literally, I watched them lose and then just woke up on my couch. It was like, yes, fifth inning.
Okay, here we go.
Right?
Go ahead.
Right. Oh, what was I gonna say? But no, super fun, and it was, you know, it's good to see family and everything. But man, I will say, I always talk about Lido's pizza. It can be hit or miss, right? Like, I love it. Not every, like, my cousin Kelly's not a fan. Like, my brother, I think him and CJ like it, but like his wife and Maddie don't really care for it. I don't think Rob liked it. At one point, I go, "What do you think?" He goes, "It's a lot different." I don't know that I'd describe it as pizza. And I was like, well, hang on now. It is pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not the most ringing endorsement I've ever heard.
Yeah. Well, as I said, it's people either love it or kind of are like, I don't like this. Like, I don't want to say love it or hate it, but it's pretty cut and dry. And I was like, oh, Rob's on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just awesome. And then it was funny, right? The 2 weeks before, I'd played it super clean and everything. And then, yeah, we just ate so much crap and like we're drinking beers. Like, yeah, nobody's stomach was feeling great on that flight.
Man, I mean, yeah, I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. So you ran a 5K the weekend before, and then the next weekend, it's just like East Coast vacation mode, get all the food you've missed and just go for it.
Correct. The 2 weeks leading up to it, right? I hadn't been drinking booze. Diet was really dialed in. Do the 5K. And then basically after the 5K ended, the wheels fell off. Like I told you, we did a little shooter of Fireball before the race. Keep in mind, the Saturday of the Diplo 5K is also Ohio State at Washington. So the race goes along the from Gasworks down through like Burt Gilman, almost to the university, comes back around, right?
Okay.
So like, you know, down through like Vula's and all that stuff. Yeah. But we definitely passed the tailgate. I looked at Rob. I'm like, I bet they know me. We could stop if we want to. And he's like, we're not
taking care of us.
And then, like I predicted, as soon as we finished, we get the medals. We're taking pictures, like they're gold medals. And then to me, one of the most power breakfasts of the world. And I was like, all right, I already did my 5K. I had one banana, like a shot of tequila and a White Claw, and then one into Diplo. It was so much fun. Honestly, dude, I think I sweat it more during Diplo than I did. And we walked most of the 5K. But like Rob's phone kept going off. Like, you're setting new records. It's unbelievable. Like, what are you doing today? But like, and then as soon as we get in line for a beverage, it's kind of taller English. And he's just like, are you guys in line? And we're like, yeah, we're in line for beverages. And he's like, all right, mate, you seem like the right crowd. And it's like this taller English dude. So then he waits in line with us. We kind of help him. And he's like, ah, my missus is up front. Like, let's go find her. So we were like dead center in the middle of that crowd. Macklemore was there. Like, and honestly, like, I just hadn't seen Diplo in years. Like, it was fucking fun, dude. We were dancing our asses off.
That's awesome. Yeah, it looked like a good time from the pictures I saw, but it also looked like one of those things that pictures don't do justice for.
Well, the only thing I can't get over, and like, I'm sure it helps that it's a 5K, but like, everybody's so nice and friendly. Like, even like, I'm not a small dude. Cutting up front wasn't even that tough. Everybody's just like, yeah, cool, whatever. And then, what was I going to say? He had a bunch of like activations and giveaways too. So like, they had like, what was it? Like, all your greens in these gummies. Tried those. I like the idea. I'm a gummy guy, but I ate like the little bag of them. And some, and I just look at our buddy Mackenzie. I go, these taste like dirt. Like, I ate that, like some energy or like knockoff Gatorade, some brand I never heard of. But like, it was done. Like I said, it was done super well. And then it was over at like 12:30. Yeah.
That's great. You still got the rest of the day.
Right. Now, here's the thing. We parked like up the street. So like after the race, we got to go back to Rob's car, get out. Like I had like an undershirt on. Like, let's just wear a t-shirt. Then after we're done dancing, we're so sweaty. It's like we got to put on different t-shirts. So then we walk back down to the dock. It is just packed. Everybody from the race is there. Like, all right, let's go over to Sean O'Donnell's. So we walk over there. That was cool. We got in there right away. And then like his wife came to meet us. And then it's like, all right, let's go back to Greenwood. And just, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I was fine. But like, by the time we're in Greenwood at this bar, like, I'm barely nursing a cocktail. And just like, I just feel like we kept just walking and walking. And finally, I just looked at my buddy. I was like, hey, man, like, I don't want to be this guy, but like, I need a shower, and I'm pretty sure my legs are just going to quit on me. Like, just standing there. They're like kind of wobbly. I was like, I need to shower and chill out. But I highly recommend it. It was super fun. There was 8,000 people there.
And what time did it start?
The race was at 9, and then there was a DJ at 10, and Diplo came on at 11.
Wow, that's not bad at all, man.
Yeah, and you know, you've been to enough festivals. So there was people there that clearly did not do the race and were just there for Diplo. And like when it ended, because everybody else is kind of in the race shirts and everybody's just like, I'm tired. And you could see just the festival people kind of looking around like, oh, you guys are still on good drugs, looking for something else to do. Everybody else, like, plus it got sunny out. So I was like, I got to find some shade.
Yeah. But they're just getting warmed up.
Yeah. And it was nice. I forget these two guys' name, but they came by. I was sitting at this table in the shade. They're like, what's up, Ted? I was like, what's up, dude? Like, we're big fans of the show. And they're just like in jeans. They're like, we didn't even know this was happening until you brought it up. So we came to the concert. I was like, fucking dope, man. Good on you. Next year, you got to run the race, boys.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, dude. I can't explain it to you. Like, and I'll do more 5Ks, right? But it's kind of hard. I've only done two in my life. One was freaking 18 years ago. And then this, like, what do I go to a regular 5K now? Like, there's not going to be a major DJ playing afterwards. Yeah. I'm just, now I'm just jogging to jog.
Yeah. That's, I mean, you'll be lucky to find another one with a beer garden at the end, let alone an entire fucking Diplo show.
Yeah, and the security dude and the rules were pretty loose. Like, usually, you know, like, you go to a sporting event, right? Like, baseball games. After seventh inning stretch, they cut off alcohol sales, right? Like, football games. After the third quarter, no alcohol sales. Like, I'd pretty much dance myself into a sweaty mess. And I walk over, and Diplo's like, all right, this can be my last song. And I was like, can I still get a drink? She's like, I don't care. I was like, all right, the rules, midday concert or festival rules are just different.
Yeah. They're like, last call isn't for 13 more hours. So, yeah, I think you're good.
Also, like, it's like, look at you guys, how much energy you have left. It's like, well, we didn't run a goddamn half marathon.
Yeah, we didn't run, and we're high as hell right now, bro. Like,
right. And the amount of the people, too, right? Like, I don't look like a runner, but, like, me and Rob were kind of laughing and joking. Like, you could see all the gym bros that aren't huge runners, but they were there. You could see, like, the CrossFit girls, and then you could see the people that just run. And it was just like, I was like, good for him. He's got everybody out. I mean, you could tell there was that hadn't done stuff in forever. We're just like, I'm going to do it. So, yeah, good on him, dude. It's a great idea.
Yeah. That's awesome.
One guy in front of me was just riffing his weed pen. And then I hear him say to his friends, he goes, man, it'd be cool if Macklemore was here after the Macklemore song. And I go, hey, man, he's standing right there. And he's like, oh, my bad. I was like, no sweat. Like, he's not performing, but he is literally right there on stage. It's like, he's here.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Do we take a break or do we just launch into what's maddening?
Yeah, I think we're ready to go.
Man, let's do it.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening,
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening,
Hey, guys. What's good? What's Madden?
Whoa.
Check out with What's Madden.
All right. 2 weekends ago, that was when I was golfing and texting, messaging your brother on Messenger. It was my last round of the summer. And I actually almost didn't get to play because I had requested it. And usually they're like, yeah, no problem. And then I had requested it, thought I was playing. And then the person I requested it through was like, actually, you can't. It's going to be really crowded because there's people in town and it's the last day. And so, but then a member invited me to play. So that's a different, that's a whole different setup.
Yeah.
I was like, you got it. And then I was playing with my client that you met down at the Nest. And it was my first time playing with him. So
that guy was awesome.
It was really fun. Yeah. And he's in the golf industry. And so we talk a lot of golf. You know, he's someone that I talk about it a lot. He and I are kind of similar skill levels, but like we both love it a lot. Some of these guys that are good, like the love for the game isn't quite that, you know, they don't have quite as much fun. And so it was just a really good balance. And kind of played brutal at the start. And then at the end, dude, like 17 and 18, I was just on fire. Like they thought I was going to hit a hole in one on the par 3 17th. So just all that tee shots in the air, everybody's like, dude, that could, it was a little bit long.
Got a chance. But
like, yeah, just to give it that chance on 17, and then 18 had a great up and down. My client gave me a nice drop because I was on the cart path. And he's like, technically, you should be in the dirt, but here, I'm going to set you up on the grass like this. Good luck. I put it to 1 foot.
Attaboy.
Thanks, dog. Check this out. Bam.
Like, I'm going to take this back pars.
Yeah, so... So it's like a strong finish for them to remember me by. And I always get a little bit anxious when I play with members because, you know, I'm in there at the in the gym purporting to help people hit the ball farther.
Yeah.
And so I don't care about my putting or like my I just got to hit it far and let people see that I can deliver what I'm trying to help others deliver, which is the ability to hit the ball far. It doesn't mean you're going to do it every time because golf's hard, but... Yeah, I had a few shots where they were all like, wow, dude. I was like, that's all I'm here to help with. It's like every once in a while you can hit it really far and it goes straight. So that was fun. And then I think that was the weekend. No, I think that was before that was the weekend I went to Carson's. But yeah, that was fun. And then... this weekend, Friday night, we drove out to L.A., back to the Intuit Dome, which I really love as a venue now.
And that's what, the Clippers joint?
Yeah, brand new. Ballmer right. just built it. They have LED lights in all the armrests. So, and they use it during the game for different things, but when it's a concert... You know, the production team just gets access to that LED board and they'll just light them up different colors at different parts of different songs and just like make the whole place flash. And it's just so fun to watch. They got one of those big halo boards like SoFi Stadium has that they can use too. So, I mean, it's just this like wild futuristic venue with, some awesome views. The acoustics are phenomenal. And that was my third show there. We were seeing Bring Me the Horizon. And they put on a hell of a show, man. They've been around for a minute now. Like they just had a stretch where like they were just playing banger after banger after banger. And I'm like, they've had like this massive sounding, like fun, catchy rock song. They've had one on like five of their last five albums where it's just like certified bangers and they just like put them all in a row in the set list. And we're just like,
good.
Dude, how are they going to keep hitting us like this, bro? It was sick. We were in the front row of the upper level. And then in the mini suites just below us, which is where we were for Linkin Park like a month ago, this couple, instead of standing at their seats, they stood in the aisle of that section. And so it was like right in front of us. We were like, well, we're standing. We're in the front row of the section. People around us weren't standing. So it's like, well, we're not the ones that started it. Like those two started it. If anyone says anything, and then it's just like, we were having a good time, you know? And I said afterwards, I was like, I wish I just stood there with my arm. If we just both stood there with our arms crossed and just like watched like a lot of people do at shows where, you know, they're having a good time or whatever, but like we're moving. If we just stood like this, I wonder if the people behind us would have said something like, you can sit with your arms crossed, not moving too. But
yeah, it's a tough, I don't know. That's tough at concerts, but like, I don't know. If it's a song you like, stand up.
Yeah, and Ollie, their singer, was like, get the fuck up, like every single song. He's literally, so literally in the first song he said, I was like, we're just listening to Ollie. Like, Ollie has our, if anyone says anything to us, the front man of the band we're all here to see keeps yelling to get the fuck up. We're the only ones in our section listening.
There was like, not everybody in our section was standing up as much as the Smiths were. Like, my brother had a great line. It was like the third quarter or fourth quarter. It's a big third down. It's like, we're standing up screaming. And I just hear him going, don't be afraid, you cowards. Like, stand up.
Yeah.
I knew you'd like that. I was like, get him.
Yeah, let him know. I mean, literally, I was ready. It was just shocking that, like, I thought once we stood up, because we're in the front row, the whole section would, you know, yeah. And it would just kind of swell, and it like didn't at all. And then the first song, the front man tells us all to get up, and then I'm like, here we go. And I start to look around. Nobody got up when he said it. And he kept saying it throughout the show. You had so many chances.
Just stand up, you cowards. Have some pride. Have some pride. Stand up.
Yeah, so we had a great time at that. Intuit Dome's just an awesome place. Their food leaves some stuff to be desired, and you can shrug it off and go, oh, it's an arena. They do have fountain soda water, so you get the souvenir cup for like $13 or whatever, cheaper than any beer, I'm pretty sure. And then you just get bottomless soda water for the whole show in a big practical cup. I drink a lot of it. Like, I hate when places bring me a small serving of soda water, and like, I'm gonna be on your ass about refills all night until I leave, man.
Just, dude, and it's tough at professional games to find soda water. Like, was it that last the Thursday before I left, like that Wednesday, the Mariners had clinched the division. Oh. And then I went to the game that Thursday night. But I wasn't drinking. Same thing. I just got like a bucket of diet soda and peanuts. And I was like, oh, I can refill this back up. Like, all right. I'll tell you what. I don't know if it's good or bad. When I'm at a sporting event not drinking, I'm just rifling diet soda. I was like, I had to piss like three times.
I'm consuming a lot of liquid here one way or another, guys. Like, it's
I will say, I was stone sober. I've never seen T-Mobile like it was that Thursday night. I mean, it was electric.
It's been popping lately. It looks cool.
Dude, not only that, we were chanting MVP, and then right after one of Cal's at-bats, I swear to God, it wasn't 2 minutes later, we were chanting, Seahawks, because they beat they beat Arizona that night.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. It's been really cool to see the Mariners, you know, claw their way back to relevance and contention, and just seeing the fans have so much pent up energy from decades of losing. It's cathartic just to even watch it on TV. So yeah, good for them. We drove back that night after the show.
All right. How long of a drive is that?
So on the way back, it's like 2.5 hours. On the way there, it was like 4 because of traffic.
All right. So that's not bad.
Yeah. And then I had a client in the morning and a meeting in the middle of the day for lunch. And so then that night we went to the arena here in town where the Firebirds play, Acrisure Arena, to see Blink-182. And it's like the polar opposite. There's like the only soda water is in these like 12-ounce Topo Chico cans. I'm like, that's two sips for me, man. Like, I'm not paying $11 for two sips of soda water, you idiots. And so, you know, get regular water. But the food there is so much. It's so good. Like, they just have so many options. It's all, like, self-serve kiosks. Intuit Dome, they scan your face when you walk in, and you don't talk to anyone. And, like, the cameras figure it out, and you get the notification on your Intuit Dome app, like, all right, $14 at pick and roll. Like,
go. Are you serious?
It's all facial recognition. There's no.
That's wild. Yeah.
And then, but at Acrisure, we have the self checkouts. So
yeah, like Climate Pledge has those.
Yeah, the tallow fries are amazing. The burgers are amazing. The pretzels are amazing. They didn't have those for Blink, but like it was just funny, the switch of like awful food at Intuit Dome. Every time I've been there, it's been unimpressive, but like you give me bottomless soda water, I'm pretty okay with it. And then at Acrisure, it's like $11, two sip Topo Chico, but delicious food. But then I found out this year they're serving Michelob Ultra Zero.
Boom. So, boom.
That was a huge discovery. Last year's Budweiser Zero, and like, it's not my favorite, you know, it's fine, but like, I'm not going to pay stadium prices for it.
Like, dude, I put down an Ultra Zero at our tailgate. If somebody wasn't drinking, I was like, are those Ultra Zeros? They're like, yeah. I was like, mind if I get one? They're like, yeah, sure. Yeah. I was like, well, I love drinking beer, but I'm like, I'm baking out in the sun. I'm like, I don't want to be hammered at this game.
Yeah. So it was really fun back-to-back night of shows of bands I've liked for a long time. Blink, they were my first concert. It was them, System of a Down, Linkin Park, and Stained at the Moor. Like, three stadium bands at the Moor. They now play stadiums. And Stained. Like, yeah. Stained was the headliner. It's just so funny how that turned out, but Blink-182 is just like hilarious on stage, and you know, just a very fun night. And you know, I haven't listened to them as much over the years, but like some of those songs are so fun. It was just
it
was a great night. And Tyler had never seen them before, so she had a great time. And we were in a new section upstairs where it was kind of more spacious and quieter. It was like, that's where all the suites are. But we were in like regular seating there, but there's only like a little bit of regular seating. But I was like, dude, these aisles and rows are all wider and more spacious. You know, the bathrooms are quieter. There's no real food lines or bar lines or anything. And like down on the main level, it's just a zoo everywhere. Just like complete circus. And it's like, man, I like this upstairs area. Like, I got to keep that in mind for Firebirds games because it's still a tiny arena. Like being on the second level, you're still in great seats. Yeah, it's fun to see a different section up there. Great discovery on the Ultra Zeros. And yeah, had a great time checking out some bands, and then wish the Seahawks pulled that off, but what a hell of a game. Like that was
a great watch.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's funny. After that Hussey game, right? Sean looked at us, he was like, that was a great game. And all my people were like, it sucks. I was like, right, but if you're watching the game, it's a fun watch, right? They come back and win. Yeah. It's the same thing on Sunday. I texted him and I was like, this is kind of like yesterday, except they went against the Seahawks, but like hell of a game. I mean, look, Sam Darnold, he had a great game. I mean, that here's the deal. We were missing some guys in our defensive backfield that hurt us, but also like Tampa Bay is just good, I think.
Oh, I think they're real good, and they were battling injuries too. But yeah, I mean, I had so much fun watching that game, and like, yeah, the end result didn't go the way we wanted it to or whatever, and like, but I don't know how you can be that upset after it, other than like, it was so close, you wish you got it, obviously, but like, dude, just a shootout like that, and just blow after blow, and just both teams going at it, like, it was,
it's great it watch. Was
a great game to watch, and yeah, like I said, I was we really got rooting for Maryland, like,
yeah,
because there was an upset factor there. There was more like the Hawks and the Bucks were somewhat evenly matched, whereas with Maryland, I'm always pulling for the underdog, you know, like, let's go, boys. Get it done.
I know. Well, it's just funny. It's just for the Huskies, that's a great win, great comeback win. And that program's just head and shoulders above where Maryland's going. Like, for Maryland, just like, we did it again. Locksley's 0-10 off a bye week. And it's like, God forbid we get into conference play and win some. It's just disappointing. But also, yeah, like, kind of expected. I mean, that's the first sellout they'd had in 2 years. So just like, all right. And the energy, I mean, the energy was live. That stadium's kind of a dump, but they have like little Lido stands. There's Chick-fil-A stands. I mean, like, we were having a good time. It's just like, come on. Oh, all right. Well, yeah, you got a couple shows in. I saw a Mariners game, Diplo, a Maryland game against the Huskies. And I'm going to another game Friday night.
Awesome. Have fun.
All right. Next week, we'll be back with full power, I believe. If not, you'll have another episode of Matt and Ted Talk Events. All right. For MCTV, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.